At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to The Shepard Ambellus Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a great morning already. It's already Sunday, April the 27th, 2025. And today I'm going to be covering a wargaming scenario of exactly what I see, a complete trends analysis for the next 90 days in America so that you guys can be prepared for what is actually going to happen and how it is going to unfold with the new Trump tariffs and the Chinese shipping crisis and, job losses and all this stuff. I'm going to play some clips of, some of this panic that's going on as the economic disaster looms and is getting ready to hit here in America. And we need to be ready, but I'm going to be breaking this down in detail, going through a scenario, a 90-day scenario. So share this show out, give it a thumbs up. Make sure and hit the subscribe and hit the bell icon. Also, please support the show. It's only listener supported and I have to keep it all going. The bills are all due right now. And unfortunately, I don't even have enough money to continue the show this coming month. So please contribute and we can keep it going. Otherwise, I gotta hang it up for a while until I somehow get some money to do this all again. But the people are panicking and it's going to get worse. And a lot of people are procrastinating and they're not going to react in time. And, when people don't eat for, 6 or 7 days because they're genuinely starving, they will commit violent actions. And everyone in America has guns and weapons. So imagine what the landscape might look like. There are no resupply vessels coming. There's no resupply ships. They've bankrupted the farmers. We rely on China for a lot of the meat that goes into all the Walmarts and Targets. All that meat's from China. Look, I'm going to play a clip and then we're going to get into some of this stuff.
9 hours from now, tariffs, when it comes to what's going on with the agriculture sector, very crucial here. And the pain apparently is coming. White House saying that those tariffs on China, 12:01 a.m. Eastern time, go into effect. This is going to hit farming states like Iowa very hard. The Hawkeye State is America's second biggest agriculture exporter. $13.5 billion in farm exports in 2023. We've got farmers enduring the same type of angst when it comes to tariffs. Let's listen when it comes to what they are saying across the country.
Already seeing it. Our soybean market, the cattle market, I'm more worried about what it's going to do for some of the other stuff that we will purchase throughout the year, whether that's equipment, parts, chemicals in the future, fertilizer prices, how it's going to impact things.
It's going to get bad. Obviously, those combines and tractors cost $200,000-$300,000. They're going to be now more than $500,000.
2 day of the Dow And you can see the volatility. Certainly yesterday was really, really rough. Today, we just went from peak all the way to fumbling to the trough, which is where we kind of are right now, down about 640 points. But first time ever that 2 days in a row, the Dow has endured 2,000-point swings.
Seeing what you're seeing now, do you think prices will go up? I know we talk a lot about egg prices, and you've seen them go down. The weekly average price just for white large shell eggs just went up 26 cents, but you are importing a number of eggs to meet the shortage, and there's like 328% for the month imported, almost 450% importing more than over a year ago, and obviously some of that from Turkey and Mexico is hit by a tariff now.
Well, true, but what I will say is this. We have been working on the egg issue, obviously, since we started a couple months ago.
They're importing rotten eggs that take 4 to 6 weeks to ship. So you guys are just getting garbage now, and you're going to pay $8 a carton. But let's get into this a little more, because America is not going to have any food.
We released a big, bold plan on A, how to combat the avian flu, B, how to deregulate under Biden's crazy overregulations out of here, out of USDA, that caused the prices to go up, even aside from the avian flu. We saw those prices significantly decline. But while that's happening, we also put forward massive repopulation. So as those egg layers were wiped out, repopulating more quickly. So we'll see the market react to that. Will those eggs be tariffed coming in from Turkey or South Korea, wherever they are? Yes, they will, but the market in America is already adjusting. So I believe that you won't see a significant increase, or maybe even an increase, in the price of eggs.
President Trump's trade war is running American farmers out of business.
Before we get things right, need to talk about farmers who are one crop away from bankruptcy. They don't have time, so we've got to be crisp on this implementation. Otherwise, we could do damage that's irreparable to farmers.
As the president has admitted, tariffs will create pain for some businesses, and I think Wisconsin will be particularly hard.
Whatever, that's...
Came from Don Bacon, who's a congressman from a district, a swing district, one that actually Kamala Harris carried herself. And you're hearing really concerns spanning the gamut. The first senator you heard there was Senator Tom Tillis. He's a Republican from North Carolina. He's up for re-election next year. That could be a tough race.
So they're talking about farmers, obviously, but it's a lot worse than they're actually talking about. Now, I'm going to go over the scenario and timeline analysis. I'm a trends researcher, so weeks 1 and 2, starting March 4th to March 17th, there could be up to a 50% reduction in Chinese imports. They're saying like 44%, but it could be more like 50%, and that will have an immediate supply chain impact. 50% reduction in Chinese imports disrupts the flow of critical goods like apparel, toys, furniture, and electronics, which heavily rely on Chinese manufacturing. Now, major U.S. retailers, obviously Walmart, IKEA, Target, are already cautious from prior overstocking, and they face inventory shortages, and things are going to dwindle off the shelves quickly, starting in between March 4th and March 17th. And this will cause economic ripple effects and throughout the shipping industry. And it's, you know, supporting over 6.4 million U.S. jobs. And the shipping industry contributes $1.1 trillion to our GDP. It's going to take a hit. And these ports, trucking, rail, warehouse operations, all this stuff's going to slow down. There's going to be immediate layoffs in logistics, potentially 500,000 jobs lost in the first 2 weeks due to reduced container traffic. They're talking about 800,000 less containers already. Retail and consumer response, could vary. Prices for low-cost imports, toys, apparel, budget home goods will spike, guys. Supply will dwindle. Small retailers will be unable to absorb the stock. Obviously, that's going to lead to empty shelves. And while consumers panic at that time, buying all the remaining stock, it's going to exacerbate shortages. And we're going to see this in urban areas that see the first.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Signs of this and unrest as price hikes and fuel frustration among price-sensitive communities take effect. Of course, there's also going to be the agricultural backlash. We're just talking about the first couple weeks here where U.S. farmers are already strained, of course, from these tariffs and struggle to export bulk crops like soybean and corn due to high port fees and costs on Chinese-built vessels. So, week 3, March 18th coming up, we'll be 3 weeks into this crisis, I estimate, and a complete halt virtually of Chinese goods could take place. And if it does get that bad on week 3, the supply chain could literally collapse. And all Chinese shipping being halted like that obviously would put the U.S. in a full-blown supply crisis. And all major products would vanish from shelves, all apparel, electronics, furniture. It would become scarce. Within weeks, low-end stores would be hit the hardest, obviously. And with the empty shelves becoming a reality in late March, a lot of people are going to panic. There's going to be massive job losses. We're talking manufacturing, relying on Chinese ports. It's all going to grind to a halt. 2 million manufacturing jobs, I predict, will be lost by mid-April. And retail logistics, another 1.5 million layoffs likely. And, we could see probably total job losses of 4 million by April 27th. And obviously, this is going to blow out the U.S. economy. And the dollar value is going to plummet. And that we're just talking 1 month into it. All this is going to start kind of slowly happening starting around March 4th. And then there's going to be urban chaos. In cities, the combination of empty grocery store shelves, skyrocketing prices, and job losses are going to obviously ignite widespread riots. Smoke's going to fill the air. Protesters are going to clash with police. And it's basically going to be economic disparity like you've never seen. There's going to be empty storefronts, no more Chinese shipping containers. Rural communities are going to start trying to fortify themselves and sanction themselves off. By April 27th, we could see burning dollar bills in city centers. We could see it could be bad, guys. And I said April 27th. By like March 27th, guys, in like a month from now, we could start seeing people protesting, really hungry Americans getting fed up, it could get crazy, it could get crazy. And I guess we'll have to see where it all goes. But all I know is there's no supply ships coming this time, like during COVID, and things are going to get weird, and people are going to get laid off, and the toilet paper is not going to keep flowing. It's all going to fall apart. So just take warning and pay attention to what is going on. And we're going to obviously monitor this extremely closely. Now, cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles and New York are starting to turn into ghost towns. In fact, in New York, there's parking available all over for the first time ever. Things are getting weird. Atlanta's on the verge of collapse. They're trying to vacate everyone from apartments and houses and get them on the street so they can round them up for camps. They're, you know, the mRNA vaccines are the death kills coming up on, once we come up on 5 years, that'd be like most everyone killed that took the vax, right? So we're looking at 100 million loss in population by the end of 2025 in America. We're going to only have about 200,000 people in it. Mark my words. And you'll easily be able to tell that because all the stores will be vacant and bankrupt. All the fast food chains will be bankrupt. There'll be no one out in the streets. And they're not just sitting at home doing nothing. No. So you will notice that people have disappeared. They carried out a death kill. The government financed the mRNA vaccine for COVID and owned half of that. I have all the paperwork. That's what they did. So you guys, you know, anyone that took the shot, you can basically virtually kiss your ass goodbye. And if you took boosters and stuff, you're really screwed. And this all lines up with the Deagle report and a drop 100 million in population in 2025. And it's all what they have planned because they know that asteroid Apophis is coming in 2029. There's only two possibilities: rip apart the atmosphere or strike. And it's a continent killer. It can trigger a nuclear winter. It can set off Yellowstone volcano. We don't even know what's going to happen. And that doesn't even include the Planet X Nemesis system that's in my book, Hidden Axis, Forces Beyond the Visible World. It tells exactly what is coming. I suggest you get my book immediately. It's down in the description. Amazon Books, 5 out of 5 stars, the highest rating of all possible books. Way better than any Hannity book or Mark Levin book. And guys, furthermore, I need support to even keep this show going, and we got to keep the good word out because I'm one of the few people spreading the real truth, really doing an analysis on this stuff to see where we are sitting. And, you know, in July, we might be sitting with 30 million jobless people, hunger and starvation. I mean, 40% of the country. I mean, it might even happen a lot sooner than that. So look, 90 day outlook is looking grim, guys. And will the U.S. recover from this? I don't know. I think they're going to go all the way with it. I think it's a full on, all out virtual death kill. And so we have to monitor this, but get the good word out, get your supplies now. Everything's going to go up in price like double here eventually, double and triple in, you know, 30 to 60 days, double price, triple price, and then there'll be nothing available. So take warning, support the show so we can continue broadcasting and warning people, at least, you know, keep it going for another month or something before it totally falls out. But we'll see you guys later. I'll be back on later. Things are looking grim. We'll be right back.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.